I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 2 years ago, an official at the Department of Homeland Security sent a report to his superiors. It warned that a growing fleet of rogue jet aircraft was crisscrossing the Atlantic Ocean carrying tons of cocaine. The planes were flying out of parts of Colombia controlled by leftist FARC rebels, and they were landing in some of West Africa's most unstable countries. Now there's evidence that groups with ties to Al-Qaeda are involved in the drug trade. That's all according to an investigative report published by the news agency Reuters. Correspondent Tim Gaynor is the article's lead author. Tim, at this point, what is the scale of this illegal aviation network?
Well, we were able to travel to three countries in West Africa and also work with correspondents in South America. And we traced at least 10 aircraft that have been linked to this route. Found that these aircraft included turboprop, executive jets like Gulfstreams, and worryingly, Boeing 727 airliners. So they have the capacity to move multi-ton quantities of cocaine within one or two stops right around the world.
So we're talking tons of cocaine. Who owns the planes?
U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says that there are 9 drug cartels from South America and Mexico that do business in Africa.
And what is the connection to Al-Qaeda, then?
Al-Qaeda, or particularly a local franchise of Al-Qaeda, has been operating for several years in the Sahel region of Africa. It stretches from Mauritania to Niger. And there they've been involved in kidnapping Europeans and ransoming hostages for millions of dollars. We were able to go right up to Timbuktu, which is it's a fabled city right at the ends of the earth. And there we spoke to both the governor and the head of the customs service, who told us that groups who were identified as Al-Qaeda were involved in smuggling. They questioned whether they were really ideologically committed to some of the aims of the group, but nevertheless they were using that tag. And that the smugglers are developing quite a sophisticated infrastructure. They now have Toyota four-wheel drive trucks, air-conditioned tents, and that they're able to drive right across the Sahara using GPS navigation and sat phones.
From your reporting, from your investigation, Tim, Al-Qaeda is using the revenues from this cocaine traffic.
So let's just get this straight. What we have established in our reporting on the ground is that tons of cocaine are flying into northern Mali, that cocaine is being smuggled over the desert, and that the revenues from that smuggling activity are pouring into the region. Now, the concern is that if Al-Qaeda is really the beneficiary and is being involved in this, that it will suddenly have an absolute boost to its funding that will enable it to, for instance, buy more sophisticated weapons, draw and recruit more people into its networks, and strike hard at interests across the region and perhaps even beyond.
And presumably the vast majority of the cocaine that's being smuggled to West Africa ultimately ends up in Europe. What are Europeans doing about this problem?
The traffickers are going to Europe and then to other emerging markets beyond, in Eastern Europe, Russia, and the Middle East, where cocaine fetches 2 and 3 times the price that it would fetch in the United States. So the Europeans are also involved. You have donor governments going into West African countries like Bissau, giving equipment to the police and so on. Interpol is also involved. But at the end of the day, it's West Africa's police forces and authorities that are having to stand up and make these arrests. And that's the challenge, is getting these law enforcement agencies that are really struggling to even put gas in a car to go out and arrest these cash-rich traffickers.
Why can't these planes be intercepted in the Andes, you know, from where they start?
U.S. Interdiction attempts and efforts are based in the Caribbean and North Atlantic. And over the South Atlantic, where these flights are going, there's absolutely nothing once you leave the coast. So you're flying in a massive blind spot over to Africa. And then on the other side, we discovered that in, for instance, Guinea-Bissau, there are no aviation radar, not even at the country's one international airport.
Tim Gaynor, a Reuters reporter, his investigative piece about the illegal air network between South America and West Africa was published this week. Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you.